It's one of the first visual cues that summer is on its way, those tiny flashes of light through the trees and above the grass. What I'm talking about, of course, is the firefly, or as some call it, the lightning bug. But that glowing insect that's so familiar to residents of the South may actually be disappearing. And researchers at Clemson University are trying to understand how and why with the Vanishing Firefly Project. This summer, they've called on the public to count firefly populations in their backyards and submit their findings through a mobile app. Host John Lemley spoke with one of the researchers, David White, about the project and some of the initial results.
I mean, as a kid, fireflies were summer. And since moving to at least my part of Atlanta, I just haven't seen them. Once in a while, I'll see one rogue firefly, but I just don't feel like I see the numbers that I once did.
Yeah, John, you're not alone. And I think that's a reason why we've started this project, because there's a lot of anecdotal comments and people talk about how growing up, they used to see fireflies and run around and catch them in jars. You know, even before I got into this project, I would hear, you know, people talking about, where are the fireflies? How come we don't see as many as I used to? And that's really what we're trying to address is, are these firefly populations really vanishing? To what extent are they vanishing? And we have to have several years of data to really begin to address that question.
So while studying the firefly, in especially in your neck of the woods, you and others rely on citizen scientists to help you with your research. Why turn to the public to find out the answer to the question of whether firefly populations are really disappearing?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And so the reason that we've chose to reach out to citizens and citizen scientists to help us count fireflies is the spatial coverage. Prior to us really developing out this project to the scale that it is today, our lead team would conduct small little field days on the coast in South Carolina. But they realized that to really get a more of a spatial coverage, they had to reach out to more people. They could only count so many times in an evening or so many times in a day and only so many places.
If we could take a look at the actual mobile app, first of all, how does it work?
We had students very engaged on this project this year, and they came up with a very nice method to kind of standardize how you count fireflies by creating a circle with your hand and putting it up to your eye, like you're looking through a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is that helps you kind of define your sample area. And you count for 60 seconds. Try not to count flashes, but you're actually trying to count individuals.
It has to be easier said than done.
It's not easy because they're flying around and you have your hand up to your eye and you're looking in this fairly small space. And it's not easy. I think it takes some practice. And so we ask you to count fireflies. And then we also currently also ask you to take a light level reading with a camera. And we also ask you to classify the habitat that you're taking your count in.
And what have been the results so far? How many citizen scientists have you had counting fireflies?
Now, so I have to preface this. We do have to run some quality control on our data. And so we have some essentially some criteria that we're using to filter out some of the data points that we get.
So occasionally you have to second guess some of the findings.
We do. We have to take a critical eye to some of the data that are submitted. You know, if it's a submission that comes in during the day, well, it's most likely that isn't a real number. But when we've run some of those, essentially those quality control steps on the data, what we have are 2,300 observations approximately since May 31st. So that's 2,300 individual submissions by citizen scientists across the country and a few countries outside of the United States for a total count of about 42,000 fireflies were counted this summer.
Nostalgia for a lot of us is one of the reasons we're so aware of fireflies or have memories of fireflies and summers gone by. Do you think that this is one of the reasons you found people so eager to assist with this project?
I think so. You know, obviously living in the Southeast, you know summer's here when the fireflies come out at night, and I think it's something that people can really identify with, and people don't want to lose that symbol.
Our warm days are coming to a close, and warm evenings, that is, as well. Any plans of bringing the project back next season?
Absolutely. We have a new group of students that are going to be working with us on continuing to improve the app, especially from the training standpoint. We're looking at some methods to better engage people so that all of our citizen scientists are essentially using the same kinds of skills to collect their data. And we're definitely preparing for next year. We can't have one single snapshot. You have to keep this project going and build out long-term data sets.
So that means it could be many years until these researchers know for sure whether firefly populations are declining and why. That was David White, a professor at Clemson University and one of the researchers behind the Vanishing Firefly Project. He was talking with host John Lemley. If you'd like to learn more about the project and how you can participate, go to our website, wab.org/citycafe.